The second feature today is written by Derek James, a regular contributor to the Evening News, and to Let's Talk. Derek thinks it is time we honoured Mike and Bernie Winters. They arrived for a few days at the Norwich Theatre Royal in the 1950s and loved the city so much they decided to stay. Sarah Houghton reads Derek's appeal.
It has been at the heart of Norwich life for hundreds of years and is a place which must never be neglected. Now market traders have resurrected their association and are reaching out to them, to the community, to support them. Over the years, there have been, and still are, some great characters running stalls on the market, but none of them have gone on to become comedy legends, apart from brothers Michael and Bernie Weinstein, that is. Who? You may remember them as Mike and Bernie Winters, two of the biggest TV stars in the land in their day, with a string of their own shows loved by millions. Perhaps it's time there was a blue plaque at the market honouring this world-famous double act. After Morecambe and Wise, who once said that Norwich was the toughest place they'd played in the early days, Mike and Bernie were the bee's knees. It is such a shame these born-again Norfolk boys have almost been forgotten about. Back in the 1950s, the brothers from London were doing the rounds, scratching a living and trying to raise a laugh at theatres up and down the land, following in the footsteps of Laurel and Hardy, Abbott and Costello, and a young Eric and Ernie. They arrived for a few days at the Norwich Theatre Royal in the 1950s and loved the city so much that they decided to stay. They had a mate called Ray Stott and set up a stall selling stockings and clothes. The locals loved the cheeky chappies with their Cockney wisecracks, and they became two of the greatest characters on the market. We lived on Unthank Road and had a great time. It was hard work, though, going broke together, said Bernie a few years later. They had another go at breaking into the big time later in the 1950s, and this time they cracked it, becoming huge stars thanks to television. Not just in this country, but across the world. They loved them in Australia and South Africa especially. They never forgot their time in Norwich and Norfolk, and often heading the bill at summer seasons at Great Yarmouth, and always willing to help charities and good causes. Surely a pair of stars worth remembering.
Thank you, Sarah. And now we have a special letter. Margaret Haley of Partridge Way in Norwich agreed fully with Derek James. She wrote in the Evening News as soon as she read the article. Thank you, Derek James, for providing delightful memories of Mike and Bernie Winters, who had a clothes stall on the back of Norwich Market in the 1950s. The entertainment they gave to all the people was wonderful. Standing at their stall, you could listen to the comedy they shared with everyone, whether they were customers or not. It all came for free. Mike and Bernie's local entertainment didn't end at the market stall. It continued at the Sir Garnet Wolsey Tavern, as it was known then, at the edge of the market. They took it in turns to enjoy a lunchtime drink and entertain the other customers sitting at the bar. And after shutting off the stall at the end of the day, there were two of them up at the bar, doing all the entertaining. They were such a wonderful pair of entertainers, and so natural. I agree wholeheartedly with Derek that such a pair of stars are worth remembering with a blue plaque. Eventually winning fame, big names for themselves, I'm sure they never would have forgotten the fun they had being stallholders at Norwich Market, and neither did they their very appreciative audiences. Margaret Haley, Partridge Way, Norwich.